Hello, welcome. So glad you're here. I'm Kara. Today we are discussing Resilien, our new operational risk intelligence platform. We'll be answering questions like, what is Resilien? Why is it needed? What makes it a game changer today for OT cybersecurity environments? I'm joined by Roger Hill, our CEO, and William Noto, our CRO. Hi guys, glad you're here too. Thank you for taking the time to answer some questions today. All right, let's get started.
Glad to be here.
So the big question is, what is Resilien? Roger, how would you answer?
So what is Resilien? Resilien is a solution that we built for ourselves, quite frankly, of 10 years of just the grind of building out programs. What we've seen as really a challenge in the space today is when you finish a security assessment, as an example, and everyone puts together their strategic three-year roadmap, and it's, okay, where do we start? Most organizations are just buried with having to do so many with so little resources. So today, what we've solved was to create an OT execution engine. So that's really the heart and soul of what Resilien is. It's a platform that provides you guidance of what you should do to build out an OT security program. So first of all, what is a program, right? It helps you define the standards that make sense for your organization by your geographic footprint and what you're producing. And then as you define your standard based upon best practices, guidance, standards, and frameworks, the system guides you through your next steps from creating policies and procedures. And then it does 80% of the work for you, where you are in that driver's decision seat, making decisions of, yes, this looks great. And then it integrates the workflows of reviewing and improving and just drives efficiency. So that's the short version of what Resilien is.
And William, how would you answer when someone asks, what is Resilien?
Yeah, well, I think I would start by saying a lot of people with OT security programs are stuck in a rut where they do an assessment and they make a plan and it goes in a drawer, and then a year goes by and a year later they pull it out and they're like, oh yeah, we didn't do any of that stuff. And then they're like, well, but then in that time since then, you know, we got this new plant and we bought this company and sold this division. So we got to do it again. And then they do it again. They do another assessment. And then the assessment results and deliverables go in a drawer and nothing happens. And so the problem that Resilien solves is moving OT risk reduction forward, moving the needle and helping our customers, our clients, not be stuck. That high level, Resilien helps you not get stuck, right? And we can talk about how we do that and, you know, the features and the functions and all the benefits, but the outcome is reducing risk in your enterprise, in your factories, in your critical infrastructure.
Awesome. And Roger, why now? If someone wanted to know why this is important now and why we feel the urgency to get this out there now, what would you say?
I think there's several factors that contribute to the why now. I think right now it's probably one of the biggest drivers is the advancements of technology to a point where we can actually realize this. Because I think before this point, even just a year or so before, you were working off of expert learning systems or templates and spreadsheets, which, you know, felt like efficiency at the time. But now with advancements, not just of AI and large language models, which I think we're all familiar with at this point, but we're also very familiar with the hallucinations, there's other aspects of AI that can actually be leveraged to realize this execution. So for example, with the things such as agentic RAG, where we can actually do some retrieval from standards such as IEC 62443, the 3-3 series, or NIST 882, or we have multiple standards and frameworks integrated within the platform. So now we've realized a point where we can actually leverage technology to generate much of the heavy lifting, the work. I think this is one thing that we see as a society today. The advancements of AI are a force multiplier. It doesn't replace the human in the loop need, but it can actually reduce that level of effort. What's unique about our approach is we're leveraging our decades of experience, and we've integrated this into the guidance aspect. So you're getting the heel-strong guidance, and then you're getting execution. So, and that's all enabled because of technology.
Awesome. It's exciting stuff. William, would you like to take a crack at that as well?
The LLM technology has incredibly increased expectations of efficiency. And that is putting pressure on consultants, and people don't want to pay consultants to do stuff because they think they can use LLMs to do it. But if you're not careful, you'll end up sort of in a garbage in, garbage out scenario where the LLM will make things up that are not helpful. And it'll tell you it's being helpful, but in reality, it's not. And that will break your heart. And so what we've done using different technologies like Agentic RAG, as Roger mentioned a moment ago, is put in guardrails around the frameworks and structures that are relevant to driving an OT security program. 62443 is an example, where, you know, we can help produce the policies, the procedures, the workflows, the charters in rapid fashion and advance your program. We can take where you are, take as input the documentation you have today and where you need to be, and quickly process that with Resilient to get you to a accurate result faster than you would doing it manually, or that you would, you know, using an AI tool that's sort of a general purpose tool that might not have the inputs it needs to do it well. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense, Kara?
Absolutely. And Roger, who did you have in mind when you decided to create this and get this out on the market? Who did you see it helping?
Well, actually, it this vision or inspiration came through engaging with our clients. So we can look at it from a couple of different lenses. Number one, one of the primary personas that we're looking at is the CISO, right? And there's been so many conversations I've had where it's either a new CISO at a global manufacturer, or it's a CISO at a global manufacturer that just inherited the OT security. And that conversation usually starts with, okay, what did I just inherit, right? The other primary is that individual, whether it's an OT security director or whatever that case may be, but that person that owns the OT security program, and they're trying to be the champion across all the fleet of manufacturing sites. Those two are the primary roles, because we need to, number one, on the CISO side, we need to enable the CISO so that they're having the right type of conversation, give them the right type of information to understand what is our risk across our fleet, what are the investments that we're tracking in terms of current initiatives, but then are we making the right investments? So we need to provide the right business information to make effective business decisions. Now, on the OT security director's front, I really feel for these individuals because this individual is generally having to interface and evangelize OT security across a fleet of manufacturing sites, process chemical sites, distribution centers, that entire operational fleet, if you will. And that's a daunting task. So we need to really ensure that this individual is operating at the utmost efficiency and effectiveness. So that's the way I would frame it here.
And I want to add something that I think is really cool about the tool is, you know, we've designed it with these different personas in mind. So you mentioned two of them, but there's also this cross-functional collaboration capability built in where, you know, say you're talking about tracking a control you're deploying at a different site. You have the opportunity where people can ask questions and get answers from one another across sites or even, you know, between the sites and headquarters. There's this like native contextualized place to talk about what you're trying to do when it comes to, and it could be on a variety of levels. It could be about, you know, where you're building out the program and you've got the OT program manager working with the risk compliance team to say like, you know, is this appropriate or should we tweak that? And they can reply in place. But it's also, you know, down in the weeds where you're talking about like, has this, can a site show evidence that they've got a good policy in place that they're using and upload the evidence right there and ask questions. So there's, it, you know, it's not just AI, it's also a collaboration tool built around what we're trying to do to help our clients drive OT risk reduction at scale.
And Roger, what would you say if someone asked you how Resilient is different from other things on the market for the OT cybersecurity community?
Yeah, so first of all, our platform is really interesting. It's a program enabler. It's really the program umbrella. What do I mean by that? Right. So security is about people, process, and technology. I think to this point, we see a lot of vendors out there that are really offering some really great things. In the last decade, it's been so exciting to see the evolution of technology purpose-built for OT security. And there's a lot of different tools and vendors there. What's lacking, though, is really maturing programs to the point. It's not just about acquiring the technology to facilitate a specific need, whether it's detection or response. It's about the processes around that. So if I have a segmentation firewall, great. Well, what is your process of change control of the policy? What is your auditing of that policy? How are you improving that auditing requirement? So on the compliance side, in the process side, this is actually very crucial. And this is the part that's really lacking or hasn't really hit the peak of maturity for most global organizations. So I think that's where we are offering something completely different is number one, it's the ability to build out that program, but to accelerate it. So rather than measuring this in quarters and years and a multi-year strategic plan, now we're actually looking at days and weeks. So that's just phenomenal, number one. So that truly moves the needle. So it really allowed, we're not competing against other vendors. We're absolutely complementary because now we can help drive that business justification and rationale for the investments. I'll give you a specific example. When we think about enterprise risk management for a corporation. Now, enterprise risk management is looking at risk across the enterprise, not just cyber. In fact, often cyber is not even included in that, right? But those discussions at that board level around enterprise risk management are crucial. Meanwhile, you have the CISO talking about InfoSec and what those risks are to the organization. We're starting to have more operational risk, but now if we can look at this as a dual information front to that board level conversation by integrating what we're seeing at the operational level to the enterprise risk management frameworks, we're elevating that conversation and we're getting a more complete picture at that board level, at the senior leadership. So once again, they're able to make effective business decisions because they have the information to do so.
Thanks, Roger, and thanks for watching. I hope that you can see what a game changer Resilient is. If you would like to schedule a demo please go to hillstrongsecurity.com, or you can reach out to any of us on LinkedIn. We're very excited and the future's bright. Stick around. Stay tuned.